Hi, all dear boats, Agent Turbo Stream. How you all doing? So this is a carbo, and if you're not really into these carbos, feel free to tune away now. So this is a bit of a disaster carbo. I was going to do a different one, I'll be honest. I've had something happen today. Ranks up with one of the better experiences I've had with a car, or worse, depending on what you think of cars. But so if you want to tune away now, I won't be offended. But for those of you who are still left, you'll possibly know that I own an MG with a soft top roof, and quite often can be found taking a spin out on a sunny day around the lines of Worcestershire and beyond. So today's Sunday, I'm recording this, excuse me, and on Saturday I decided I need to get something out of the MG. So I went into the garage and pressed the remote to unlock the doors, and nothing happened. And I'll be honest, I didn't think too much of it at the time, because I hadn't used it for the best part of a fortnight. I just assumed the battery had gone a bit flat, so I connected the charger up, let it overnight, Sunday morning. I thought, perfect weather, nice blue sky, a bit cold, but it doesn't matter, got a heater. So I pressed the remote again to find out still nothing would happen. So that was a bit strange. Normally happens to doors. So I had a faff around, and as you do, you scratch your head and you can't understand what's happened. So I went back in, had a cup of tea and thought about it, tried again, tried a few other different things. Wasn't having it, so I pulled the bonnet, pulled the fuse out for the central locking, put that back in, still nothing. So I then started to think, well, maybe there's obviously something wrong with the damn thing, you know, as you do. So luckily I'm a member of the MG Car Club, and they have an MG section for my particular car. There's an online forum, so I went onto the computer and posted a quick question, and thankfully I got a few replies within an hour or two telling me to do a few tests, which I did, which confirms it's a relay in the alarm and central locking module thing, whatever that is, and of course that's inside the car. Now there is on the driver's door, there is a key where you can use the key and open the door, but because I'll reverse it into the garage and park it right next to the wall, and I'll then exit out the passenger seat. It's a bit of a faff, but it's easier to do it that way than coming forwards and do a 3-point turn. And so of course I now can't get in the car. The car is now completely sealed and locked. The roof's up. All the windows are up. It's in gear. The handbrake's on. And I've got no way of accessing the interior of the car. So that's all a bit worrying. So I went back on the forum and replied to the questions. And basically the answer is it needs a new relay in this unit. It needs to be taken out of the car to be sent off to be repaired. So now I've got a dilemma of actually how to get access to the inside of the car. So this is a bit of a tale of woe. Okay, Dean Reed. He had trouble with his drone when he flew it off into the sunset and it's never come back. And his central heating boiler packed up. McColgan and his garage door incident. So I've certainly never ever been locked out of a car before. Not all the years I've had cars, never once have I been locked out. So he's now sitting forlornly in the garage until I decide what to do. I have hatched a bit of a plan, but I need some longer arms. I've actually been on top of the car, laid on my belly, and tried to get my hand. I can actually open the driver's door just enough to get my hand into the ignition, but my hand isn't quite long enough, and I've laid on my belly, and I've got my keys in my hand, and I was trying to desperately to get them in ignition so I could turn the ignition on and wind the windows down. I can then take the roof off. Then I'll be in the car. But it's all a bit of a faff, and it's something I could do with it, really. So that's really a tale of woe. Cars, who'd have them? Dear me. So the thing can sit there until I've can remedy some kind of action. Of course, I've got messages on the forum saying, oh, you need to smash the window and all this. Well, I'm not doing that. It may be that if I can't reach the ignition, I'll have to go around my brother's and borrow his trolley jack and somehow move the car sideways. But what a thing, cars. These modern cars with deadlocks. Who'd have them?